Downtown with the Main Street Area Association. Ashley Schaefer is the executive director. I've got a cute story to tell you. So I was at the puppy park last weekend, and I met a couple. She's from Florida originally. He's from Ohio, and they have a little baby boy. Mm-hmm. And they have a little puppy, and we were all playing, and it was very sweet and nice getting to know them. But because they weren't from the area, you know me, I've got to tell them all about it and what they need to know. And so I said, go online to mainstreetannarbor.org. You'll have all your information about downtown Ann Arbor. She immediately pulls out her phone and does that. And she's looking through and she goes, ooh, they had a ladies' night.
I love that.
I know that. So she's all in tune with all the activities downtown. And we have another great one coming up this weekend.
We do. We have the Rolling Sculpture Car Show, which is this Friday. Tonight, actually, which we're super excited to have the event return. It is the 30th annual car show.
Wow, that's amazing. All right. We do have some, you know, street issues downtown with construction. People are navigating it and trying to make the best out of it. And you are as well with an association. Yeah. You were throwing a little curveball, though. City of Ann Arbor changed things up just a little bit for this show.
Yeah. So the DDA is reconstructing 4th Ave, and we were notified that we would have to enter the vehicles on Liberty just on one lane. So it will make things a little bit tighter for entry, but we will still be able to get those cars in before 4:30 and get them parked. It'll just be a little bit tighter.
You thought it was going to be completed by then, or at least the part of the project that would have impacted you. It's not quite going to.
Yeah, we expected to have the full length that we typically have, which just makes it a little bit easier to get the cars in. But it is going to condense our footprint a little bit. We are losing about 15 spaces as well. So we're capping that registration at 215.
Which is where you're at right now.
Yeah.
So normally for the car show, the Rolling Sculpture Car Show, you would take entries on the day of, potentially.
Yeah.
Not going to be able to do that this year.
No, we won't be able to do that this year, no.
Well, it's going to be a beautiful show. And tell everyone where to go, what to do, and how to enjoy this.
Yeah, so this is happening on Main Street and Liberty and Washington. So it's a little bit larger footprint than our typical weekends for street closures. It goes from East William to Huron. And we have over 200 cars that will be attending this show. Some of these are classic and restored vehicles. Some are newer, more modified vehicles. But something really for everyone. One thing that we're excited about is Washtenaw Community College is returning this year, and they're doing some really special giveaways for our 30th annual car show, which I don't want to give it away, but it is something that is very cool that you will definitely want to be there for. And this is a family event, so I would encourage you to bring the kiddos to check out these vehicles and enter to win what they're giving away.
So they've got a phenomenal automotive program there.
They do.
A welding program.
They do.
I'm thinking it's coming out of one of those shops.
It is.
Oh, wow. Yes. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And they'll be bringing one of the vehicles that they have been working on as well, which is just, I think, a really cool thing to highlight. These students have been working really hard to convert a VW bus to all electric. Uh-huh. And so being able to see that actually in person is it's kind of one of a kind.
What great experience they're getting, right? Oh. And then to be able to showcase it and see that community impact they're having, too. That goes full circle for these students.
It does.
Wow, that's great. Now, where are they going to be set up?
They'll be set up right on Main Street. So if you know where Vinology is, they'll be right across the street.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
You can go to mainstreetannarbor.org, get details about the Rolling Sculpture Car Show. Are you working with a committee? I know this is the Main Street area doing this, but this is really a lot of volunteer-driven, too.
Yeah, so we have over 40 volunteers. We also have a very dedicated committee. We meet year-round to go through all of the feedback that we get to ways to improve the show. And the show would not be possible without them. They really, it's well-oiled is what I say all the time.
This runs 2 to 10 today, free to the public to come stroll around, enjoy the amenities of downtown, talk with these car owners. If you're a classic car fan, you are going to be in heaven for the 30th annual Rolling Sculpture Car Show. What are businesses doing to celebrate this event?
You know, businesses love this event because it brings people into their restaurant all evening. Cars start to line up around 1 o'clock on Liberty, and then we start to let them enter the show at 2. And once they're parked, they're able to go in and grab a drink or grab some food. So a lot of our businesses, kind of prep for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just keeps them busy with the social district as well.
Yeah, they have this. And then next week, the big event, the Ann Arbor Art Fair returns Thursday through Saturday.
Yes, and Paint the Town will be on Tuesday night as well, which is a pre-party to the Art Fair. We will have a ton of activations on Main and Liberty as well. This is something that the Guild and Main Street has coordinated, in tandem with the Dart for Art, which is this same evening. But lots of fun stuff. And then the Art Fair kicks off on Thursday, which, you know, is always a great time.
Any changes for Art Fair that people need to know?
Yeah, so this year we will have 4th Ave closed due to the project that the DDA is working on. The businesses on 4th Ave between Washington and Liberty this year have the option to come out into the street. So in addition to the artists that will be in our footprint, you'll also have these little pockets of retailers and restaurants that you'll be able to dine and shop at.
Fun. Artfair.org for more information. Artfair.org. All the details, July 16th through the 18th throughout the greater downtown area. It spans some 30 blocks. It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
So it's really, really a great time. When you talk about activations, if people don't quite know what that means, give us an idea of what they might see.
Yeah. So one thing that we're bringing in this year, if you were at the Street Art Encounter last September, we are actually going to be bringing that artwork to this year's art fair to activate a portion of the blocks within our footprint. So we'll have this freestanding gallery in addition to the artist tents that are there. But, you know, activations could mean anything from music to art to dining. And we like to bring that into the street so you can walk around the street. Your kids can kind of run and play if they need to. And there's something for you to do.
All right. And then when art fair is over with, what's your next task, Ashley?
So we'll be going back to our weekly street closures where we'll have activations every single week. But we are definitely looking forward to the Street Art Encounter, which will be taking place September 11th of this year. It's right before the Oklahoma game. But we have a great list of artists that we are working on and curating. In addition to Ain't Dead Yet, we'll be coming back as our headlining band.
Ah, they're a good band. So yeah. These artists, you're seeing them do their work right there in front of you on the street.
Yeah, so they actually start at noon and they have until 8 o'clock to finish their artwork. But it is beginning to end. You know, we prime the boards, but they're responsible for painting or spray painting these boards, these walls that
we
have
in the street.
And where
do they end up then?
So this year they're coming back to the art fair. Our goal after this year's show is to hopefully get these boards distributed to schools and potentially different businesses to display them, just because they are a really great piece of the community.
Yeah, the Street Art Encounter is going to be Friday, September 11th from noon to 8. Again, free to the public. You really know what to do in downtown Ann Arbor to draw them in. I love it. There's so many really unique events that are Ann Arbor-centric that you don't hear about. And I love that. It sets the tone for who we are.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I try to take all the feedback that we get and really, you know, fine-tune what people are looking for. And that's kind of how we select our events and what to do next.
Well, the other thing I told this new family to Ann Arbor, I said, you have links to restaurants and the businesses downtown. This is a great way to get to know the town before you actually, you know, try to navigate down there and kind of plan your trip and where you want to go. So she was really glad to know that.
And services, too. If you're looking for contractors or an accountant, like those businesses are also downtown.
That's
and our
true.
Members. So
banks,
their resources. For other services as well.
And I like how all those other businesses get involved with these events too and do some things. So that's good to see. All right. Well, what's your favorite car? What era do you like the best?
Okay. I really like Mustangs. Like a 1964 dark blue or baby blue Mustang is like my dream. So there's like quite a few of them that come to the show and every year I take my kids to see them. And
I did not know she'd pinpointed that closely. That was really good.
Yeah, it has been my dream since I was 16. So
maybe one day.
Yeah, one day.
Well, hopefully you can just get a chance to revel in all the gorgeous cars coming to Ann Arbor tonight, starting this afternoon, actually. And this is going to be a phenomenal event, the Rolling Sculpture Car Show, because cars are art.
They are. They really are.
All right. Happy Ann Arbor. Good to see you. Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.
Schaefer, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association. Visit mainstreetannarbor.org for more details. And more coming up on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.